Thanks for checking out I Love Lucifer, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, subscribe, and share with other podcast enthusiasts. And now, I Love Lucifer.
The fantasy of their day job turns into a living nightmare when the lines of reality are blurred as two B-movie starlets battle movie monsters by day and real monsters by night. Now, if they could only get along with each other.
You bitch!
When the cameras stop rolling, the real terror begins.
I Love Lucifer.
Created by Susie Singer-Carter and Don Preece. Episode 1, Hell Kittens. Directed by Susie Singer-Carter.
Let us take you back to a world you may recall of a simpler time, a happier time, a safer time. An era of bright and golden days we speak of with rosy tones, tinted with melancholy and regret for their having passed. Those halcyon bygone days of the year 2019. Good evening. My name is Nigel Thompson, and this is not my story, although it could be argued that it ought to be. Mine is a fascinating story. I simply must tell you about it someday. I've led a brilliant life, but this is not my story. It is, however, the story of my seed, expertly planted some 30 years ago. My little sausage, my daughter. The story takes place in what was once, in those innocent days of 2019, the lovely little Los Angeles suburb known as Hollywood. There is my little sausage now, Tanya, creeping through the fog, surrounded by scrubby vegetation and crooked wooden crosses, an old, old cemetery. But look at her. She takes after her daddy. So utterly beautiful. Even in spurred boots, denim pants, a holstered six-shooter, leather jacket, and cowboy hat, she'd remind you of Indiana Jones, if Indiana Jones were the graceful, delicate sausage I poured my heart into. Yes, fatherhood, one of the top 20 roles of my lifetime. But I digress. Tanya senses something as yet unseen.
I know you're there. I'm here to help you find peace. Come out. Let's put this to rest.
Oh dear, a flesh-eating zombie. A female zombie, young and nubile for one so undead. Pity she had to become a zombie, blonde-haired, ocean-eyed, and dripping blood and gore. Bloody hell! Now they're both tangled up in lassos. Lucky lassos. Tanya manages to loop one of the lassos around a gravestone, and with a mighty pull, she tears the zombie's arm out of its socket.
Oh! God damn it!
Oh, fuck's sake, the blood! But all is not as it seemed. For this is not a cemetery, this is a backyard, and this is not a zombie battle. It is my spawn, Tanya, and a delightful ingenue, Holly Klim. This is not a true horror, it is a low-budget horror movie set.
What the fuck, Larry? Now your clients are calling cut? Only I call cut.
That's a cut!
Your AD didn't get the memo either. Relax, Harvey.
Do me a favor. Cool it with the pistachios, man. Start smoking again, please.
Hey, can you grab me a full blue? Copy.
Yo, Holly, what the F is your problem? You aimed the blood right at my face deliberately.
Huh? You mean deliberately?
Don't hit her. Do not hit her. Do not slap her face. You're gonna get in trouble again.
Ow, that's not what I meant.
What'd you say? Huh?
Nothing.
Bitch.
Ow, stop, please.
Oi, Pillix! Mon Dieu!
Save it for the camera. Fucking hell, Tanya. I thought smacking about was our thing. I'm a little hurt.
Enter the special effects supervisor and Scottish expat, Ian Finity. Handsome bastard with his unconsidered, tousled, long black hair in the prime of his life. Could have been me once upon a time.
That idiot zombie purposely splashed the blood on my face. Seriously, were there no actresses available?
Surprised you don't like her. I find you two eerily similar. You both think the world of you. Oddly enough, she really does. You know, you are the absolute poster child for avoidant disorder.
Oh my God.
Not really. Just trying to be a friend here, trying to give you an excuse for rejecting anyone who might have the potential to be crazy about you.
Not anyone, just people who are crazy.
Yeah, see? Textbook.
Okay, let's cut the pillow talk, you two. Ian, you're just fueling the fire.
You need to fire her, Larry. She ruined my close-up again.
Honestly, T-Bone, I thought it looked great.
Then you need glasses.
You're nuts. These are the eyes of a 19-year-old.
Then tell me why there's more blood on me than on her. She's the zombie.
Let me have a look at that prosthetic.
Yeah, I really don't know what happened. It just started squirting out. It freaked me out, and then I sneezed, which clearly made it worse. I'm really sorry. But when I get scared, I sneeze. I know that sounds crazy, but it's actually a medical thing, you know? It's called stress-induced rhinitis.
Stress-induced rhinoceros? Oh, shut up.
No, she's right. It is the prosthetic. The seal shot. Holly definitely had nothing to do with this.
Oh, come on. Did everyone drink the Kool-Aid?
Excellent timing. Enter Frankie, the makeup artist, wearing a backwards baseball cap with sensational embroidered on it. I believe he is gay, but you never know. Everyone assumes you're gay in the theater. Actor lovies. When I was a nubile 19-year-old actor, I was touring in The Sleeping Prince with Omar Sharif, and I woke up one morning to discover the old poof lying next to me with a hand on my bits, attempting to convince me that I too was gay. I said, "You're a rather lovely man, but I hardly know what to do with my own willy, let alone someone else's, but I digress."
Step aside. Let Mama Bear take over. Oh, honey, what did you do?
She's made a bloody mess, is what? Frankie, listen, mate. I suggest you clean that off her face rather quickly. That mix tends to stain a wee bit.
Stain? What the F? I'm doing a photo shoot, a featured photo shoot featuring me in Bloody Disgusting tonight.
Well, then your camera ready, honey. That's funny.
I'm not laughing.
We'll be in the makeup trailer. Come on, let's go make pretty.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Odd, particularly heavy flow. No wonder you've been such a bitch.
Yes, I agree, Lucy. Your daddy's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know why your name's Lucy. That's a penis.
It's short for Lucifer. Trust me, he's a bitch.
Am I a bitch?
You are the bitch to me, bitch.
Come on, Frankie. What am I supposed to think? Every one of my close-ups just accidentally gets effed up whenever she's on set. You know I'm not crazy.
Uh-huh. Well, I know what you are crazy about. And I don't blame you, honey. I'd let him blow my bagpipe anytime.
Ian? Be my guest. We had one night and it was whatever. How's my makeup look?
Honey, I'm Leonardo da fucking Vinci with a sponge. Please.
Oh, yeah. Just like Mona Lisa if she died in a car wreck.
Hey, Ian, what's your ETA?
Yeah, we're all patched and ready for a proper squirt.
Ooh, you hear that? Squirt!
What are you, 10?
Meanwhile, Arby and his fairly faithful assistant director, Larry's nephew Ridge, are at the monitor pondering the footage thus far of their cinematic achievement.
That is a lot of blood.
Well, where's Larry?
Larry!
What the fuck is he doing? Powdering his nose? Go get him.
Okay.
Hey, can you grab me a brick?
Hey, Arby wants you to check that last shot. What are you doing over here?
Staying out of the fucking sun. Oh, look at this, Ridge. All these outdoor scenes are ravaging my skin. Next film we do is going to be all interiors. This is bullshit.
You look great for 55.
You're an asshole. I'm not 55. Who the fuck said I'm 55?
You're a year older than Mom.
Well, my sister's a liar. Fuck her.
Nice.
Come on. Check the fucking scene.
Oof, her tits look great. I'm good.
Moving on.
Let's set up for the big zombie attack. Where are all the zombies?
Roscoe! What are you doing, man? We didn't break for lunch.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, man.
Seriously? Come on, Ridge. A big zombie attack means a big crowd of zombies, not just one big zombie. Fuck! You see, Larry? This is exactly why I don't like hiring family.
At that moment, Kevin, a 4-foot-tall actor/zombie, is passing by.
Hey, thanks for the gig, Larry.
Wait, hold up, Kevin. You just got yourself another scene.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
There. Now you got 2 zombies. You're welcome.
Excuse me, Arby. What are you doing? We didn't finish the last shot.
Yeah, we did. You gotta trust me. It was deck as F.
What? I don't speak douche.
Hey, bro. You got a call.
I gotta take this call. Hey, yeah.
Oh my God, Larry, I guarantee you he's never directed anything before this. FYI, he only gives me 1 take on my close-up, and he always gives her as many takes as she wants.
Well, maybe it's because you only need 1 take.
No, Larry, maybe it's because she's blowing him. Yo, Holly, you're blowing him, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
What? Sorry, earbuds. What'd you say?
I said, you're
Ollie, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Ian is a genius, and the prosthetic is working perfectly now. Anyway, I gotta go and get into my character. Gotta do my zombie close-up.
And at that moment, the lovely Holly takes on a zombie posture. As she throws her arms up in the air, a familiar sound of liquid spewing can be heard.
Oh my God, that's so... I'm so sorry. I'll be right back. Ian!
Is cunt too strong a word?
Oh no.
You're laughing. You're laughing, huh? You're laughing. I got jokes for you, huh? You laughing? Why are you laughing? Did you forget I'm shooting the Bloody Disgusting feature tonight? Do you even care about my career? Do you?
Oh, she didn't do it on purpose.
Right. She's totally trying to camouflage me.
I think you mean sabotage. But you're wrong. That girl idolizes you.
No, nuh-uh, you're wrong. She envies me. She has no experience and no talent.
Well, wait till you see some of the shots. You two killed together.
You know, Larry, this is my life. She doesn't even want to be an actress. Do you know that? Did she tell you she wants to be a writer? And she's only acting to pay for intuition for school.
You mean tuition? You pay tuition. You have intuition. And mine is telling me that girl is gold.
Well, your tuition sucks.
T-Bone, Holly's gold, but you are platinum. So chill the fuck out. I say that from the heart and from experience. Have you seen what's going on with my face? This is what stress looks like. It's a youth-sucking vampire.
No, Larry. Ages. You're 55.
Bullshit. Where did you get that from? Does this look like 50? What is going on here?
How did this conversation become about you? And why is Portia DePaolo talking to Holly?
And I'd love to do a feature on both of you for wicked-pedia.biz.
Oh my, that's fantastic.
Yo, Portia! What are you doing here?
Perfect timing, Tanya. I was about to grab you too.
No, you've been banned from the set. What are you doing here?
I was just telling Holly how the fanboys and girls are agog.
Agog.
About her starring in Hell on the Range with you. She's poised to be the next Scream Queen B. What's it like working opposite your rival?
She's not my rival.
I'm not her rival.
Well, that's not what our polls say. Apparently, Wicked-pedia's readers are fascinated with the possibility of this being a pass-the-torch movie. You know, out with the old and in with
the
new.
Well, hello, gorgeous. You must be playing the part of the sexy reporter.
Oh, Ian, you know me better than that. I don't play.
That's a shame. You know what they say about all work? Any interest in seeing my latest maquettes? I think they might just blow you away. Holly, Tanya, do you mind?
Blow away, please.
Shall we, Portia? I've been working on something special just for the
She is vile. Never give her an interview. You lose all cred with your fans. Trust me.
I do. Thank you, Tanya.
Using you to get to me, how desperate can you get?
Yeah.
Tassels. So, this is the scene where you two join forces against 1.5 scary as fuck zombies.
So exciting, right, Tanya?
Whatever.
Hey, Tanya, walk with me. So, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
No. It's just, I know you're dealing right now, you know, the whole insecurity thing. I am totally empathetic. You know, chicks and the age thing. I mean, no blame. Society dictates those things, you know? It's tough to be a tassel.
And again, I skipped douche 101.
Really? Okay, let me simplify. Don't fuck with my movie. Understood? And see if Frankie can do something about that acne issue. It's unprofessional.
That's a wrap! Zombies to the makeup trailer!
What?
We're rapping?
Yeah, the neighbors complained about all the screaming. That's showbiz.
That's bullshit! Thank you, Larry. Ridge, you better find me a new location before tomorrow. I'm Audi 5000.
Oh, wait, Arby, you were going to give me a ride home. I'm just going to get my makeup off.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm not going to do that. Tanya can give you a ride home. It's on her way. Deuces.
What? No, I can't. Arby, I have things to do. I have a photo shoot. I can't believe this.
Don't even worry, Tanya. I'll just Uber.
Just stop talking. Just go. Hurry up and get ready.
Really? Thank you so much. 5 minutes.
Hellhound.
More like a hell kitten.
What?
Tanya Thompson. Yo, It's me, Irashigimatsu, president of your fan club. But you can call me Shig.
Well, okay, what?
Holy crap. I can't believe I'm talking to Dino Chick.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, this is so surreal. You have no idea. I've seen everything you've done. Uber Sharks, Pranigators,
okay.
1 and 2,
all right,
Bandsaw
okay.
3. Yeah, you're my total inspiration. You're all I think about. Dude, you're the first person I masturbated to.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's not a compliment. It's rude, disgusting, and it's gross.
It's hormones, dude. I'm 14. Being inappropriately horny is part of the job description. Mea culpa.
You may not. Look, I get it, kid, but you gotta keep that stuff to yourself. Otherwise, it's just creepy. Like your eyes. Are you wearing eyeliner?
Guyliner. Exactly like David's in The Village of the Damned. And I got the white contacts. Like when he's psychic, they're sick. I would so kill to be in horror films.
Then do it.
I wish. I failed high school drama.
Don't let that hold you back. Let me tell you, dude. Talent is overrated.
What?
Yeah, apparently it's all about being young and giving tongue. You don't need school. What are you learning, calculus? There's an app for that.
And speaking of apps, I hope you're enjoying our epic little epic on whatever app you're enjoying it on. Brought to you by our sponsor, cigarettes. Why not smoke a pack today?
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, in the makeup trailer, Frankie is removing Holly's rather worse-for-the-wear zombie makeup while Kevin, the zombie from Oz, waits his turn.
Girl, you should be wearing my hat. You are Sin with a capital S-I-N-sational.
Me? Why?
Seriously? Honey, I haven't seen anything get under Miss Tanya's skin like you do since her last Botox party. M-fucking-G.
What?
It's...
What?
It's... Oh, look!
Oh my God! What?
It's a keeper! The horrific monster pulls its head off and reveals it is really Ian.
Ian! Ian, that's so mean!
Sorry, love. It was your turn. Oh dear, I didn't mean to cause that. My little monster friend and I, we'll just be on our way now.
I'm gonna kill him.
Oh honey, it's just a rites of passage thing. We've all been there.
Hey Frankie, I'm taking off. Be sure and lock up the trailer when you're done. Have a good one.
Just one, please. I don't usually say this to a girl, sweetie, but blow.
Oh, Frankie, you're such a stereotype.
Good one. Ooh, that reminds me of Friday nights.
Frankie, do you think Tanya hates me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, now more than ever. I mean, wasn't she giving you a ride 20 minutes ago?
Oh my God, I gotta go. Bye.
You're up, teacup. You know, you're my first little zombie.
Well, you're my first queer makeup artist. Wait, that can't be right.
Meanwhile, I'm back saying meanwhile again.
That's it. I'm not signing all of these DVDs. Here, last one, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, dude. Tanya Thompson, you are my kryptonite.
No, I'm not!
God damn it. Where is she?
Here I am. Here I am. I'm so sorry. You will not believe what just happened. afraid.
Why don't you answer your phone?
Makeup? What?
I've been calling you for 10 minutes.
You have? Oh my god, it's still on silent. Let me switch it. Shoot. Well, it's got to be in the trailer. We'll just go back there and see, and if it's not, we'll leave, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure Frankie's still there.
Indeed he is, oh beautifully ripened Holly. Frankie is playfully flirting while removing layers of zombie from Kevin.
Well, small budget, small actor, right?
Exactly. Besides, size doesn't matter.
Speak for yourself, honey. I don't suffer from manorexia.
Well, I have no anxiety in that department. You know what they say? There are no small parts.
Ooh.
Only small zombies.
Let me finish taking that prosthetic off your face. Okay, sweetie? Off we go. Oh.
Frankie sees a hideous, shrunken, wax-white face.
Oh, what is wrong with you? What?
With orange eyes, maggots in its flesh.
What is that? Oh, God.
And massive jaws with teeth like a lion's.
What are you?
A monstrous creature escaped from your worst nightmare.
Oh, you fucker. Oh, ha-ha, everyone. God, Ian. Oh, you scared the shit out of me. Oh, that's hilarious. God, that is the most realistic monster mask I have ever seen. Sweetie, you had me going so hard. Oh, my God.
The lusty, full-throated roar you hear comes from the monster, chomping into Frankie's terrified face, screaming and gurgling as his lifeblood drains into the monster's jaws. Rather extreme, revolting, isn't it? Yes, our story takes a sudden, sharp turn into the dark and macabre. What Frankie thought was just a height-challenged background actor wearing zombie makeup is underneath the makeup a hideous creature now eating Frankie alive in this simple little makeup trailer on a simple little film set in the otherwise peaceful Los Angeles suburb of Hollywood. What terrifies me is that the enchanting Holly and my poor little sausage Tanya are at this very moment hurrying directly toward this very trailer without the slightest idea of the horror and peril that await them within.
Hey, thanks for listening to I Love Lucifer, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, subscribe, and share with others who might fall in love with I Love Lucifer too.